Here.
Councilmember Edelman?
Here.
Councilmember Weber?
Here.
Councilmember Pepper?
Councilmember Pepper here.
I'd like to have the floor,
I have
please.
An announcement to make. Tammy and I and our husbands, Brock and Gary, attended the Black Diamond Maple Valley Chamber yesterday, and we won first place for our decorations. I have to give all the credit to Tammy and her husband and their daughter for doing all the decorations for the carts, but we did Black Diamond Pool carts, and we won first place, and that's our prize.
I'd like to have the floor, please. I'd like to have the floor, please.
Point of order.
Appeal the decision. What is your decision? What is the chair's decision?
You need to raise your hand without speaking as well.
Please state your point of order. Please state your point of order.
I ask.
I appeal the decision of the chair.
You can't.
I appeal the decision of the chair. Do I have a second?
Second.
You are out of order. You cannot substitute the agenda with the items on it.
Excuse me. Point of order.
May we have a motion for the
agenda? What is your?
I move that we accept the consent agenda.
Second.
Any further discussion?
I move that we do not accept the consent agenda.
You can't.
We need to have the public comment before we can accept the consent agenda.
We have a motion on the floor and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
I would like to amend the motion.
Okay.
I would like to amend the motion to not approve the consent agenda until we have a substitute agenda. We are adopting agenda as I have distributed to the council. It was created according to the council rules. The mayor, the council, and the clerk were notified of the needed changes last Friday. I emailed it to the council on Tuesday. Do I have a second?
You are out of order. We have a motion on the floor. You may vote against the motion. Do not interrupt the business of the city.
We
vote against the motion.
There is an amendment on the floor.
There's a vote on the floor.
There's a vote on the floor. You can add, if you want to vote against the consent agenda, then you can add, what do you want to add to suspend the...
We don't want to vote against the consent agenda. We want to substitute. We want to adopt our agenda for tonight's council meeting. I have a second.
Your agenda is illegal. Your agenda is illegal. You can add things to the agenda.
I appeal the decision of the chair.
You have no right to appeal.
Madam Chair, may I have the floor?
No, I would like you to settle this. We have an item on the agenda. We have a motion and a second.
And a vote.
And a vote. You have a vote. It didn't prevail.
No, there was no vote no.
So it prevailed.
There was no vote no.
Right.
You guys didn't vote, so it passes.
Right. I voted.
What did you vote?
I voted no.
No.
These two didn't vote.
No.
They didn't vote. Do you want to call the vote again?
Pat Pepper did not vote. That would be a positive vote for the consent.
We haven't moved on. We can change our votes.
Wow.
The next item on the agenda is public comments. The person wishing to address council, please do so right now and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Mama.
Ginger Passarelli, 24306 Roberts Drive. Black Diamond. Tuesday, I flew home from Dallas. I was down there for 9 days. 5 police officers were killed in the line of duty. We put out over 3,000 meals, or just about 3,000 meals. This just breaks my heart, you guys. I love our city, and I was so proud to go and represent it. We were able to talk to people and be there for people and represent this community. We cried with people. We hugged them. I asked one of the officers in the downtown station, at the main station, if he could give me the addresses of all of the fire stations that responded to the shooting. All these heroes that were trying to save these people's lives in the line of fire. Chief Smith and Patty at the fire station overnighted me some patches from their department, District 44. We had the address and we put it into the GPS and we drive to the very first fire station that they said to go to. And we pulled up to the fire station and it was Station 44. We buzzed on the door and we got to present them with a t-shirt from our fire department and a patch and hug them and talk with them about how hard it was on that day. While we were down there, three more officers were killed in Baton Rouge, and we thought about going there. But one of the Dallas officers said, please don't go down there. You guys are so wonderful. We would never want anything to happen to you. It's too dangerous. Now on Tuesday, when we were flying home, another officer was killed in the line of duty, ambushed in Kansas City. And leaving in the morning with another soup lady, and we're going down. And we're going to help. And we're going to represent this community again. Sometimes there's things that are more important than money. And sometimes things that seem important to us aren't that important. But people's lives are important. Just in Dallas, there's 11 children who have no dad. They're dead. They're gone. They were murdered. I'm so honored to represent this community. I do have a patch for Chief Smith. He's not here. But I do have a patch from the Dallas Police Department. I'm going to give it to you, Megan, to make sure it gets to where it needs to go. And just know that this department loves Black Diamond. On the memorial, on the cars that were in front of the department, two cars covered with flowers and balloons, we were able to put our patches on those cars for everyone to see. I just want to know that people watch, they hear, and they listen. Okay? Thank you. And I'm flying out, so I'm going to not stay around anymore. I'm going to go home and pack. I've got to leave in the morning. So thank you.
Thank you for everything that you've done. Thank you. Thank you.
City when this is happening across our nation. Is there anybody else that wishes to speak to council? Angelina?
Angelina Taylor, Fort Orchard. I see on both the regular agenda and the proposed consent agenda that DKS voucher has been pulled. And Yvonne Ward has been pulled. And it's appalling to me that three adults would pull vouchers for services that have already been rendered. You are grown adults. You would not go into the grocery store fill your shopping cart, and walk out the door. You would walk through the line. You would purchase your groceries, and then you would go home. Yvonne Ward did the work. So what audacity do you have as an elected official sworn into office to represent the city, to pull her voucher and say, no, you do the work for free, we don't have to pay you. But two of you in particular can take it upon yourself to go hire whoever you would like and run up a bill for $13,000 and then try to sneak it in for the city to pay it. The city's not stupid, and the citizens aren't stupid. We know what's going on. We know you're trying to get the city to pay for Talmadge's bill when it was you who went to Talmadge, Pat Pepper. You who are the client. So you are responsible for that bill, not these people. The city's money is who they pay it. If you want to give up your stipend, if you want to give up your stipend, and if you want to give up your stipend, please be my guest and start paying for the bills. Because everyone else is paying for your mistakes.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Colin?
Good evening, Mayor and Council. It's been a few months since I've been in front of you, and this is Colin Lund for the record, at a point. And we made a commitment to give you periodical updates, and I want to give you just a little snippet now, and in the future, if you'd like us to have a placement on the agenda, we're more than happy to spend a little more time with you and give you some updates on where the MPDs are. But we're making good progress out on site. If you've driven past on Roberts Road, probably see that some of the project has begun construction. We started significant construction about the first of the year. Goodfellow Brothers is our primary contractor, and they're doing a wonderful job, just awesome quality work out there. And it's great to see the work that they're doing, because everyone in this room has tens of thousands of hours embedded in this project, and to watch the community come to life that we've all worked so hard to do is really rewarding when you see the contractor doing such good work out there. To date, I'll give you a little some statistics where we're at. We have about 150 acres that are currently under development. And that consists of plat or 1A, which is phase one, and plat 2C. We have approximately 2,100 linear feet of the ring road that's been paved, and all the utilities, the major infrastructure has been installed under that road. We've begun construction of a very large stormwater infiltration facility, and we've constructed several on-site rain gardens along the ring road, primarily in response to the low-impact development techniques and agenda that we put forward several years ago. The sanitary sewer lift station just began construction. I think we placed the majority of the wet well today. So that was a big undertaking, huge facility underground. You'll never see it, but it's amazing what it takes to put those things in the ground. And sometime in the early fall, we'll begin our water line construction and fringe improvements along Roberts Drive. So you'll see that activity. We're currently busily working on landscape design for our initial parks, and again with the goal of landscape installation for the park sometime in the fall. We've got to wait for the winter time hasn't happened yet, but I think it's supposed to start tomorrow, and then wait for the dry weather to pass, and we'll start landscape install in the fall. Besides construction, we've done a few other things. We've been able to participate both in sponsorships and participation in Miner's Day. And of course, the farmers market that just opened, and I encourage everyone on a Friday late afternoon, evening to stop by the farmers market. That's just a wonderful thing for the city to have. And the upcoming Labor Days, of course, we're going to be participating in that and sponsoring.
Your time is up.
May I have like one more minute?
Sure.
I don't have a problem with that.
Go ahead.
All right. I just want to alert everyone that we have a kind of refreshed website. I know in the past we've had one. It's www.inblackdiamond.com. And there's a place for you to sign up to receive our newsletter that will be pushed out, I think, monthly, maybe quarterly. And I understand if you sign up tonight, you'll get the newsletter tomorrow that's going out. So, again, that's www.inblackdiamond.com. And as always, if you have questions, concerns, issues, as we're moving forward, please, I urge you, just call me. I'm always available. I'm down in Black Diamond almost every day. I can stop by and chat. Also welcome providing one-on-one tours with any of the council members. So we're more than happy to do that. Just give me a call and we'll arrange a convenient time for you, whether it's after hours or even on the weekend. We can come out and give you, you know, a personal tour of the site so you can see firsthand what's going on. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anybody else wishing to address council?
Colin, I had a quick question. Are you guys still down at the Discover building?
We're not.
Are you out?
So the owners of the building decided to, they wanted to reoccupy and use it as their part of their business. So we vacated out of there, and we have a job trailer out on site now as well. So. But you can contact me directly if you want to get a hold of me. And, you know, I'm usually somewhere around Black Diamond during the day. So we can figure out a time to go out on site.
Okay. Great. Just wondering. Thanks.
Is there anyone wishing to address council? Robin?
Robin Taylor, Black Diamond. I want to address the use of committees. Since the rules were not created, the rules that were adopted January 21st, were not created under the Sunshine Law and were not created in the public eye, but yet were pushed through and adopted by the majority members, they were, in a finding, they were deemed to have been created illegally, and therefore the city could not support those rules because it would be violating the rules of not supporting anything that's illegal. So I got word late in the day yesterday that there were committee meetings last night at the library because the mayor said she would not give staff time nor city space to the committees because the committees are not legal. So I understand that a couple of them met at the library last night. Apparently the public was noticed. I don't know how the public was noticed. I wonder how many of the public here knew that there were committee meetings last night. And I see on the agenda that you want to push through tonight that you want to send practically everything to these committees that are not legal. Since the rules of January 21st are not legal rules because of the way they were created, you cannot amend them and then make them legal. You have to start over. That's why you're having work studies on the 2015 adopted council rules. So you want to send these things to your illegal committees, because at the last council meeting you passed a resolution saying, oh, well, we're going to make these committees legal now, but you still can't because of the fact of the way that the rules were made and were adopted. So you want to send the labor days to committees. Your record on the committees is abysmal. You say you want to get the work of the city done. I have gone to all your committee meetings, 9 of them in February alone, shortest month of the year, 9 committee meetings, and no work was ever done. It was always, well, I guess we've got more questions. Well, yeah, we've got more questions. Next item. No work was ever done. Hardly anything came out of there except the stuff you wanted to expand your power, that would expand your power. Stuff for you three members, for your council stuff, not city business, your council business. And so here you are, again, wanting to send this stuff into the black hole of Calcutta, also known as your illegal committee meetings. So I want to stress, I don't think anybody knew there were committee meetings last night. And I'll tell you what, all three of these council members were there.
Is there anybody else wishing to address council? Brock?
Brock Deedy from Black Diamond. Colin, that was appreciated the update, and I thought from the beginning of the year that I'd heard that you would do those periodically, so that was really interesting. And as a citizen of the city, I'd like to see more of them. So regardless of what you hear maybe from others, bring it on. We'd like to see where it's going and air shots from up above and see what's going on. That would be great. And I'm with Robin. Gary and I go to all of the illegal committee meetings to see what's going on there. And I would have liked to have been invited if that was actually a committee meeting last night, two of them. I didn't get a notice. I didn't know anything about it. So I am a citizen, and I should know about these if they are something that that council members are doing. And that was great, what Mama said. It's sad, and I know that the soup ladies are supposed to be at Joint Base Lewis McChord this weekend. So I just, my prayers are with them. Thank you.
Would anybody else wish to address council? Yes.
Hello, good evening. My name is Daryl Bryant, and I'm here just to ask that you consider getting Labor Day days approved right away. It's the one celebration in this city that we can call our own. It's been here for 100 years. I can remember lots of times when I was little going to it, really enjoying it. And it would be a shame to see any of you council members put it in committee and destroy the celebration for this year because we wait too long to approve it. Thank you.
Is there anyone else wishing to address council?
Good.
Yes, you.
Judith Carrier, Auburn. Council members and mayor. I very much agree with all the sadness in our country because of what has happened with police officers.
Could you speak up, please?
I said I very much agree with what has happened.
Maybe you could lift the microphone up closer to your mouth.
Still not? Okay, thank you. I agree very much with what has happened in our country because of the loss of a good many police officers and why that has happened is something that's very troubling. But I also believe that in a very minute way, what is happening here in these council chambers has to do with something very similar. It is the operation of government, how we operate, how we protect ourselves, how we decide on legislation and rules. And yes, we've had a lot of chaos. And it isn't easy. It isn't fun. And it isn't something anybody really has wanted. I don't believe any of you have wanted it to become what it is, but it's been almost 7 months now of this kind of thing. We've had a number of speakers talk about specifics. And there are other sides to those specifics. I'm not going to go there myself. I don't have that kind of time. I came really because I had looked at vouchers today in the packet for the meeting. I've been hearing a lot about vouchers and different kinds of things over many months, even many years. Never had much interest. Now I do. I found it very interesting and educational to look at those. And I have some things that I wonder about, and I'll pop them off here pretty quickly. On page one of the voucher directory, there are items for both Mayor Benson and Council Member Deedy. It has to do with going to an Association Washington City's conference and Boeing mobile tour, training and workshops at $460 for Council Member Deedy, and training and workshop and dues $460 for Mayor Benson for a total of $960. And because of that amount, I stopped and read that again, and I'm still wondering about an expense of almost $1,000. On page 3, there's an expenditure for Seattle Cities Association.
Your time is out.
Okay. Thank you.
Is there anybody else? Melissa?
Hi. My name is Melissa Oglesby. I'm the director of Black Diamond Labor Days. I live here in Black Diamond, 24710 Mason Street. Thank you. I do also encourage the council in the city of Black Diamond to keep the Black Diamond Labor Day celebration on the agenda. It is a very timely mannered event that needs to be approved. We, the committee, have been having committee meetings for the last 6 months prior to this event, and we do work really, really hard and volunteer. Our 12 members on our committee are full-time employees. All the time that we put into this three-day event that we put on for you guys and the residents of Black Diamond is numerous volunteer hours. We have raised over $9,000 for this event to go on. It takes $15,000 to run this event. No money from the city from you guys. Support from the city, yes, thank you very much. But the money is raised by us volunteers, and it's so important that this agenda gets passed today. We have spent $2,500 on insurance, the police, the Washington State Department of Transportation, and keeping the parade on the Highway 169 this year. That was a hard task, and it's been completed. So I just, again, encourage you guys to keep this on, and I'll speak a little bit more about the festival later on when time's appropriate. But please help us out and keep this century-old event on the agenda, and let the community come together and enjoy each other again and have fun.
Thank you, Zuri. Is there anyone else wishing to address council? Seeing no one, we will close this public comments. The next item on the agenda is
I would like the floor, please.
Check voucher.
I would like the floor, please.
Councilmember Weber.
I. Point of order.
Please do not interrupt the meeting anymore. You have not been recognized. Councilmember Weber, the DPS.
I disagree with the decision of the chair. I appeal the decision of the chair.
You're out of order.
I second State. Councilmember Pepper's appeal.
You can't.
You're out of order.
Those
Your
persons
agenda is
who.
Illegal. You're out of order.
Those persons who agree with the mayor.
We have a DKS check
Say
voucher
I,
is next.
And those persons who disagree and feel that it's...
Point of order. Point of order.
One of your duties...
Pat Pepper, you are not the mayor.
...is to recognize the council
order,
members
okay,
as they wish to
I
speak.
Call a five-minute recess. Meeting back to order. The next item on the agenda is the DKS voucher. Councilmember Weber.
Madam Chair, I believe Councilmember Pepper had her hand up in the air waiting to be recognized before I spoke.
Well, she wants to substitute the agenda, and she's not allowed to substitute the agenda. She can add something to the agenda if she would like. She's already stated that she wanted to substitute the agenda. Her agenda is illegal because it puts things into committees that don't exist. So if she wants to add something to the agenda, she may do that. She's been told that before. You may not substitute the entire agenda. That is not legal. So the DKS voucher is on the table. Councilmember Weber, you postponed it for this meeting. Do you have some comments to make about it?
Yeah, I have some comments. This has already been through council once. It was already voted down. I don't understand why it's back on the agenda. There was no contract for this payment. And so that alone... And there's also some question also to, there's obviously work that was done, we know that, and there's potential that could be maybe wrapped up in a different contract, possibly the one that's later on down the road. But on this item, I'm going to make a motion to table this item.
You can not table an item, you can postpone an item.
I can table an item.
You can postpone the matter.
I'd like to ask the parliamentarian.
I would like to ask the attorney.
It's a parliamentary ruling, so, I mean, if you guys are going to follow Robert's Rules of Order, a motion to table
it for tonight. I mean, it has to be taken care of tonight if you want to postpone it to a different meeting. Then, but once you table something, you just table it, and then you bring it up before the meeting's over.
Yeah. Mayor?
Councilmember Edelman?
Basically, all you would be doing if you table it is you're taking it off of this position on the agenda, and you're moving it to the end of the agenda. If you want it to be at a different meeting again, then you need to postpone it to another date certain. But we've already postponed this multiple times. How many more times do we have to explain that this was an agreement with DKS when Berger-Abam didn't pay them for work that they have already done, and it was our settlement with this company? We would like to hire them again, and that's further on our agenda tonight, to complete the work for the comp plan that's already over a year behind schedule. But all we get is obstructionism and throwing stuff back to their illegal committees, and nothing ever sees the light of day. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to say the city negotiated with this firm to pay part of the money that was owed to them. We got the work product. We have an obligation to pay these people, and we need them to finish the work. It's 90% completed. If we have to go out and hire another traffic consultant, there aren't many out there, and most of them already have conflicts of interest, our comp plan is not going to be completed. That, again, puts the city at risk with the state of Washington. So congratulations, you guys.
Councilmember Morgan.
Thank you. I am still troubled by this 10K bill. And the reason I'm troubled is because there's no original tracking of how this 10K of public money was spent, what we thought we were getting for it. There isn't a purchase order. There isn't some note that someone wrote when they had a phone conversation. There's nowhere in the record that it goes back to that the city's authorized, has an authorization. What we have is a receipt and an invoice.
That is not true. I'm really sorry, Councilmember Morgan, but that is not true. We have a receipt, an invoice, negotiated invoice. We have the contract with Berger-Abam that included DKS. That is not true.
I haven't seen any of those, and that
they
could have been.
They have all gone to the Finance Committee, which
they
you
could
are
have
on.
All, they could have. If I had seen them, this could have been out a long time ago.
They have all been sent multiple times to you and to Councilmember Weber. Multiple times. Councilmember Weber.
So the contract that the city of Black Diamond had was with Berger-Abam. And Berger-Abam, in turn, had a subcontract with DKS.
Correct.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
So the obligation lies with Berger-Abam to pay their subconsultant for the work that they did. We didn't have a direct contract with DKS. That is my issue. That is the problem.
Well,
that is the
hang-up.
That is against the Black Diamond Municipal Code 2.90, that you have to have a contract to spend the money. Now, if somebody wants
attorney,
to roll,
do you have an opinion?
Roll that work that they did into a contract, or even the contract that's coming up.
That was suggested at the last meeting, and you refused to vote on it. Barbara suggested that we roll it into the contract that we had with them, and you voted it down.
Mr. Linehan?
Yes, sir.
I thought the mayor had a question for you.
Well, I just wanted to find out if we had a contract with Berger-Abam and if that constitutes a contract with DKS if they were their subconsultant.
I haven't reviewed the paperwork, so I don't know exactly what the contract would be, you know, what the contract is or would be. So I'm not really in a position except to say that typically once the city has received the benefit of services provided, whether there is or is not an express contract, there is what's called a quantum merit or an unjust enrichment claim that can be made against the city for unjustly being enriched by being the recipient of services for which it has not paid.
And how does that work in, as far as municipal code? Does one override the other?
Well, what's in the municipal code is entirely separate matter from whether or not there is a liability to a third party resulting from the city's receipt of services without paying for them.
Councilmember Pepe?
I would like to see the work product from DKS. Apparently there is some software, parts of it we can't open. I believe we can get a printout of the output. I would like this item as well to be tabled to the Growth Management Committee, and we are continuing to review.
You have no committees. How many times do I have to tell you?
I have the floor. It should be tabled until this review is complete.
Tabled as can only happen in this meeting. I'm sorry, Barb.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, maybe we could.
Not without paying them, for Pete's sake. Think about that. Without paying them, you can't get them to do anything.
I have the floor, actually. Council Rule 7.2.8, table, a motion to table is non-debatable and shall preclude all amendments or debates of the issue under consideration. A motion to table is to be used in instances where circumstances or situation arise which necessitate the interruption of the council member's consideration of the matter then before them. A motion to table, if passed, shall cause the subject matter to be tabled until the interrupting circumstances or situations have been resolved.
Which is before the end of the meeting. You missed that part when you read that. Before the end of the meeting. So you make a motion to table it. You still have to address it before the end of the meeting. Go for it. Councilmember Weber.
I'd like to ask Brenda, there was a motion already on the floor, correct, to table? Or did I get, shouted down first? Okay. Okay. Well, then I would like to make a motion to postpone this item until the August 4th regular scheduled meeting. Do I have a second?
Second.
Is there any further discussion? Councilmember Edelman?
I continue to be horrified by this behavior. So my question is, for what purpose are we postponing it to another meeting? There's not going to be any more additional documentation provided to you than what you've already had for the last, three or four months? This is just a delay tactic. And you guys need to start doing the jobs that you were duly elected to do, and that is to do our fiduciary duty. We've gotten the work product. You want us to get sued? I guess that seems to be the mode that we're getting ready to be in. But it's just unconscionable that you guys continue to delay this when they've already been paid. So what's going to happen is they're going to probably have to return the check or send us another check, and on the heels of that will be a lawsuit. So that's on you three.
Councilmember Deedy.
So I agree with what Councilmember Edelman's been saying. So I don't know why you're postponing it to the August 4th meeting when Barbara Kincaid has given us a ton of information, everything that she has. And if you are requesting that $10,000 come back, the bill is for $20,000. It is a $20,000 bill that the city negotiated down to $10,000. So they will come back and they will sue us. and then they sue us, they don't just get $20,000. They're going to get all their court costs. They're going to get all their lawyer fees. They're going to get more money. So go ahead. Keep on doing what you're doing. You guys cost this city so much money. I'm sure you're already over $300,000 in the 7 months you three have been on, or the two of you have been on this council. And I'm sure that we can owe it all to Kristen Bryan and Brian Drudowski for meddling in all of this as well. It's insane. You guys are costing the city, the taxpayers. You got to remember, it's taxpayers. The money to do whatever you guys are doing. You guys are not transparent. I don't even know what you guys are doing. I'm agreeing with Mr. Didi and Robin Taylor and everybody. At those meetings, you guys don't do anything. You just keep fishing it back and forth. So please do tell us, August 4th, what more do you want Barbara to do? What more does she need to do for you? At least be truthful and honest and say, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to do. I don't want that bill paid. Pat Pepper, I have the floor. I don't want this bill paid, and that's what we're going to stay on. So please let us know what's going on.
You don't have a point of order in this. I'm sorry, Mr. McDermott. Councilmember Morgan.
If my memory serves me, and of course this is the main thing that these agreements are not in paper that I've seen in front of me. But if my memory serves me correctly, originally I was told that Berger Avam was going to put $10,000 into this DKS thing, whatever it is, and the city of Black Diamond put $10,000 in. Then later on, it seemed to evolve that maybe Berger Avam didn't put their $10,000 in, and that's how it got to be $20,000. But the thing of it is, it's this $10,000, $20,000, $34,000. I just want someone somewhere to give me a track record that doesn't look like it was just someone writing amounts of money on a piece of paper, so that I can know that when we pay this bill, it'll be something that will stand up for someone who wants to go in and look at the bills in the future.
Councilmember Deedy.
Could Barbara come up and just talk about that? Because she has sent a line item of everything.
You know, she has sent everything. There's no reason to have her waste her time doing it over and over and over again. She has provided them with every single piece of paper that we have, and they just don't want to accept that. And Councilmember Morgan, you've gotten as close to the truth tonight that I've ever seen, so I appreciate that. There's a motion on the floor.
Could the parliamentary read the motion again?
The motion was to postpone this item to the August 4th regular
council
meeting.
There was a second.
Who seconded it?
Councilmember
Morgan.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No. No.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is the Yvonne Ward voucher, and Councilmember Weber.
All right, here we have a voucher for Attorney Ward. I did send for some information from the city today, a couple days ago, two or three days, whenever it was. I did get some information. When I asked for correspondence as a council member, my request was turned into a PDR.
All of ours are.
So it is 25 to 45 business days potentially for a response. So, you know, everybody talks about the taxpayers' money. I understand that. I live here too. I'm a taxpayer as well. I don't want to see things happen in this city, you know. So
did you notice in the bill, did you see the voucher, that she gave us a 30% discount because she went over the $15,000, so she wanted to stay within the $15,000, so she gave us a 30% discount?
I did see that, and part of the question and why I wanted to go through the invoices more, and there wasn't a lot of detail in the invoice and the correspondence, is to see if we got our, you know, got what we paid for.
Mayor,
Councilmember Edelman.
I get a bill from an attorney once a month, Mr. Dave Bricklin, that a lot of you people here know. We're still paying that bill, by the way, because nobody else has stepped up to help pay for it. We do not get the level of detail that I saw on this invoice here. So I don't know what you folks are. You're on a witch hunt of some sort. She hasn't been, you know, it was a 20% credit, which was $3,696 off of her total bill. And that doesn't even cover all the pro bono stuff that she did for our city that she didn't charge us for. And now you guys don't want to pay her? Again, she was our interim city attorney. You may not have liked what she had to say. We still have an obligation to pay for services rendered. We can't just have a little hissy fit and go, like I'm in kindergarten, and go, well, I don't like that answer, and so therefore I'm not going to pay you. That's not how we do business. We hired her. She performed her function. We owe her this money, and we need to pay for that service. And you guys going down to the Nat's eyebrow on some of these things, my gosh, she's telling you here. On 5/27, she reviewed and retrieved documents at Black Diamond. She worked some legal memoranda for the council meetings. She talked to Jim Doherty at MRSC. She did more research. She drafted some more memoranda. She's preparing documents. She's, you know, talking to people. She's the very beginning of this voucher. Telephone call from Pat Pepper. Meeting with council members Pepper and Morgan, meeting with council member Pepper to review materials, review email from council member Weber, draft a response. So what are you guys looking for? Because if I go through this whole thing here, I don't see anything about talk to Janie Edelman or Tammy Deedy. We don't do that. We let the mayor deal with the attorney because that's her job. That's not my job. And it's, again, where you guys are overstepping your boundaries and overstepping what is your responsibilities per the state statutes.
Tired of it. Councilmember Weber.
So this contract supposedly was for the interim city attorney, correct?
For the interim city attorney. That's correct.
As an emergency.
Right.
Right.
And so I'm getting being downtrodden because I talked to or sent an email to our city attorney.
No, that's not what I'm saying.
I'm the floor council member. What I'm saying is,
pardon me.
There's a lot of stuff in there, a lot of research that there's a lot of stuff that potentially was done that was out of scope for an emergency interim attorney.
That's not your place to make that decision. That's the mayor's job.
That is my job as a legislator in this city. If she is a city attorney, she represents the mayor, and she also supposedly represents the council,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
She generates
I think what she was pointing out, that all of you talked to her except for Deedy and Edelman didn't call her and talk to her, that you guys talked to her and got charged.
And I don't have a problem with talking to her. I think that was probably a really good idea.
But you got some benefit out of her, too, and now you don't want to pay her. Councilmember Pepper.
Regarding the voucher for Attorney Ward,
Any concern voiced about the city not paying this bill must be echoed more loudly by the concern of not paying Attorney Talmadge. His work was authorized by the council. Ms. Ward's was not. His work and invoice were received prior to Ms. Ward's, yet the Talmadge-Fitzpatrick invoice is still waiting. I mean, you know, whether or not the mayor agrees with or has concerns over a council decision, a majority vote by the council still determines the position of the city council. RCW 35A.12.120 says the council
don't need to read
shall,
that entire
I have
letter.
The floor. Council shall determine its own rules and order of business. The rules passed by the council this year are the council rules. Only the council can decide this, and we have, by a vote both on January 21st and the vote passing minor updates to the rules on July 7th, there is no way the mayor or a minority of the council can decide to follow an older version of the rules. Once the new resolution was passed, it became the policy of the city. I will not violate a decision of the council or the policy of the city by acting in conflict with our 2016 rules. As mayor, you don't have to like the policy of the council, and you don't have to follow the parts where no state law requires you to. But you have no authority to change the policy or the rules of the council. Perhaps you are not aware that Yvonne Ward's false and outrageous accusations did nothing to make any legal decision. Only a judge could invalidate a council resolution. All that was achieved by all the taxpayer money that you spent on Ward was to create a false case for someone to do a lawsuit against the city. If
order.
That is what
right,
I have the floor.
Out of order. That is enough. You do not
Mayor,
need to read
this
the whole
is spelled
thing.
Out in
Mayor,
the Talmadge.
Out of order. Out of order.
Yeah. No, you know what? She doesn't need to read a prepared script. May I say something?
There is
first of all, I would like to say that when you refer to the council, it's not the council. Councilmember Deedy and I are still members, duly elected by 95% of the voters, if you want to get down to the technicalities of the last election. So we also are a part of this.
Point of order.
No, let me finish.
I have the floor.
No, you do not. You are ruled out of order.
You're out of order.
But when you start talking.
You're out of order.
Excuse me. When you start talking about the council, you need to change it to the majority of the council, because there is some misunderstanding, I believe, out there that everybody. There are people that think that we are all in lockstep with you three. And I, for one, am not, never will be. Until you guys start following the law. So you need to start talking about the majority of the council, not the council.
Okay, let me just interject here. We need to move this meeting on. If you want to postpone it to another meeting, do it. And quit wasting everybody's time. If that's what your intent is, postpone it. Your rules are illegal. There's been four attorneys that say your rules are illegal and your committees are illegal. Even Talmadge said your rules were illegal
in a very
sweet little way, but he still agreed with Carol Morris.
Yeah, he did.
So I think it's time we move on, decide what you're going to do with it. You have the majority, vote. Councilmember Morgan.
I have a different question, but also about the same thing. I tried to look at this invoice fairly carefully also. I noticed some acronym in there that I wasn't exactly sure what they were. Did Attorney Ward work on anything besides council rules and
city and business and council business? That's all she worked on.
City business and council business. And I'm also looking then, you know, on this invoice where it goes street fund 10%, water 14%, sewer 14%, stormwater 14%, but I'm noticing that this is all legal services, legal issues at the bottom. So she didn't do any, and then the general fund is already there also. She didn't do any work for any of those other funds?
I have no idea.
My point.
Okay, hang on just a second. First of all, we've got Ms. Miller here from the finance department. But what you're looking at here, there are a lot of times when bills and vouchers that come into the city then get a peanut butter spread across the appropriate funds.
Is that
water,
what you're talking
street,
about,
sewer,
how
stormwater.
It was distributed?
She's wanted to know how it was
it's
distributed.
It's the distribution to all the departments. Everybody gets distributed the legal fees.
Or
unless it's
a
specific
just
thing
fund.
That they worked on.
as long as those fees weren't for the specific department, something in
exactly.
that specific
exactly.
department?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
My point exactly.
Councilmember Weber.
All right, to move this meeting on, I make the motion to postpone item 4 on the agenda to the August 4th, 2016 regular scheduled meeting.
I'll second it.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No.
The next item on the agenda is the resolution adopting the six-year transportation improvement plan. Mr. Boxer.
Mayor?
May.
Councilmember Edelman?
I would like to, in order to move this meeting along, I just want to make a motion to adopt this resolution approving the 2017 to 2022 six-year transportation improvement program. Mr. Botcher has been up here multiple times in the last month or 6 weeks giving us an explanation. We've had at least 2 public hearings. I don't think anything much has changed. I think we need to move this on and get on with our business.
Second.
There's been a first. Councilmember Edelman, Dee Dee.
So I would also like to state that Mr. Weber has sent questions to Seth, and he answered those in great detail, as did Mrs. Kincaid. So again, if you have the questions and you know what more you need to ask, it'd be good to ask them tonight while you have them both here. So thank you.
Is there any further discussion?
Could we hear the motion again?
Motion to adopt this resolution, which adopts the six-year transportation improvement plan. And there was a second on that.
Councilmember Weber.
So some of the discussion has been around how there's no deep. You know, you have projects, there's projects listed out, but there's no specifics to those projects. It was also brought up that there was no side connectors, I believe, or was it side roads off the north connector? I know we've been over this before, but with the comp plan, and the way it works with the transportation improvement plan, there's still some question out there.
Is this your question?
I have questions. I've had a couple answered, and actually
he answered every one of your questions.
I have the emails here if you want them, so you
can
read
them. Right
here.
Thanks.
I call the question.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No.
Motion doesn't carry.
Seth?
Yes.
Councilmember Morgan.
Thank you. There's a couple of things here that that strike me. One of the things that disturbed me a little bit, but then I don't know. You could maybe refresh my memory. I was noticing that even though on the maps there are connectors, there are side streets connecting onto that North Connector Road, I didn't see any of those side streets indicated in the DKS modeling.
We're not talking about DKS.
I understand that, but these two things are related.
The map shows very clearly the North Connector goes from State Route 169 down through Pipeline Road, connecting to Roberts Drive, down and then on through down to Morgan Street.
Down to
that's
Morgan.
on the city's comprehensive plan network. The
Okay, well, maybe I read the map wrong.
And in this section, because some of these are new roads, I mean, is that the issue, is that you want, if they're an intersection improvement, there isn't a from and a to, that if that's an issue. An intersection improvement, you identify the intersection, but not where it's from and where it's to. If it's a segment improvement, then you're going to have where it starts and where it ends.
Steph?
Councilmember Morgan?
I might be reading into this differently. When I looked at the map, where I saw North Connector Road, looked to me like it was connecting about across from where you said on 169, but going over towards Lawson Hills, the back behind this development up here above us.
That's not the North
Connector. That's not the North Connector Road that you're talking about, okay. Well, that explains something. It looked to me like it went into Botts Drive.
Ms. Kincaid?
Sure.
Yeah.
Might be helpful.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Barb Kincaid, Community Development Director. I'm sensing, I might be wrong, that the unfinished, incomplete work that DKS is producing that many of you have seen, mm-hmm. the discs and things, I'm concerned maybe that those maps are being confused with what Seth is putting forth in the TIP. I mean, I just want to caution you all that what you've looked at with DKS is incomplete work for the 20-year comprehensive plan mm-hmm. update. And so if that work ever gets done, those maps will be completed, and the system improvements, if there are going to be changes. The base for what this TIP is using is the adopted comp plan, as it should. So when we go through and do our update with the new transportation element and pieces of that updated, it's an iterative process. We go back. That's why you do your TIP every single year. And also the state allows you to do a comp plan amendment every year. So you keep those in lockstep. Right now we're off cycle, so I just want to caution you all not to look at DKS's incomplete work to 2035 and the maps that you may have seen and try to make sense of the TIP that's before you. Thank you.
That's probably helpful. And then another thing that that I saw and looked at, how far apart are those three roundabouts? That we're talking about here.
The intersections 8 and 11 are about 400, and the ultimate either roundabout or signal 19 and 8 listed on your mm-hmm. map would estimate about 800, but I would have to take some actual measurements. That's a rough estimate.
So yeah, rough is good enough for me. 800, 400. What was the other one you told me?
8 and 11 are interim signalized intersections, Roberts Drive and Ravensdale.
Right.
At approximately, say, 400 feet.
Between them?
The ultimate plan, consistent with our comprehensive plan, is for further separation of those intersections. Mm. We heard comments about that very issue. And that's more like 800.
Between roundabouts, because I'm going by, I drive that road and I see where it looks like those roads are coming, and I'm going, there isn't really going to be a roundabout on every one of these as they come out onto Roberts Drive, is there?
Remember, this is just a list of projects. We haven't done engineering on this. So what we have done at this point, we recognize there's a need for more capacity at those intersections, and that needs to be addressed.
Okay.
That's it. So we're not going to solve engineering details, and if they're looking for high-level preliminary engineering details, we don't have that yet. It's a list of projects at a very cursory level.
And then how much driving does that project do when you get down into the weeds? I mean, we've had this in other situations in this city before, too. Well, that decision's been made.
This is a wish list. Can we remember that?
It.
Councilmember Pepper, did you have a question?
Yeah, I wanted to know if these roundabouts, any one of them, do indeed come to pass, will the truck traffic be factored into the fact that they're going to have to go around these roundabouts?
Yeah. Again, this is you're getting into
too far down the road.
You're getting into design issues, and yes, we have to deal with those types of things. But we have not completed that type of engineering. Any arterial within the city, yes, we'll have to deal with truck traffic.
Mm-hmm. Councilmember Deedy.
So my suggestion is that we host another work study and we go through all of this again. Seth wrote in the email to you that he included all of us on.
Mm-hmm.
It says, this tip is offered for you to react to. You are the policymakers. If you want more bicycle lane projects, let me know. If you want projects removed, I will take them out. If you want to put a downtown parking project on the tip, let me know. If you want trail projects to also be a part of the tip, and duplicate and trail projects that we have in the park plan, let me know. Standing by, ready to insert your projects or edits. Remember that you get a new run at this every year. So I mean, Seth, that all of the city employees are trying, they're desperately trying to help us understand everything, but and you send them questions, and now you say you have more questions. So you send him a list of questions. I'm sure Seth here is thinking, oh, I got his questions. I answered them. Did you reply back to him and say, thank you, but I have more questions. Yes. Here they are. I don't know. So, but now you say you have more questions. At the last meeting was stated that you had a concerned citizen. You wouldn't tell us who it was. Did you send that to Mr. Botcher? That you wanted to be left
off? He did, and it was already part of the record.
Yes, and thank you for bringing that up. I searched all the emails, and anything where a citizen wrote in, even if it was related to a project, if they labeled things as tip, I sent it to Brenda, and we included it in the public record. And I CC'd everybody on the council so everyone could see and work off the same play sheet. So I think we covered the record issue.
So I'm assuming that's Mrs. Proctor's original email to all of us. And then she only sent it to us. Ms. Proctor knows how to get her items onto the tip, onto anything to be on the record. So she just sent that email to the council. So then the next day or day after, she sent an email saying, I have no trouble with the tip. All I wanted to do is make sure that the Rock Creek Bridge was on it, and that is on it. So that one person that you held it up last time said she was good with it, but now we're holding it up again. So I am so confused about why we keep holding everything up. Every time we come to a meeting, again, there's more questions. It isn't good enough for what the staff have answered. It isn't good enough for what anybody else has given an answer. You guys come up with more questions. You never want to adopt anything. You have resolutions coming out our ears about you guys, but we don't get anything adopted. Nothing. Again, It will come back August 4th, and I'll put money on it. It will be postponed or not voted on again. It will die.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah. There was one other comment that came up, and it might have been from Peter Rimbos, but I'm not sure. But it was the statement was made that we were trying to push through a pro-development TIP. I don't even know how to write one of those. And I don't know how to write an anti-development TIP. But if that's the issue that's underneath all of the delay, you'll have to help me out how to reword this to be anti-development or pro-development. It depends whatever you want to do.
Councilmember Edelman.
I just want to give you all a little bit of history here because it's on the bottom of the agenda bill, and this is what the clerk is now doing because of all of the stalling techniques that have been going on. This was first presented on June 16th of 2016. So there was consensus to leave it open until the July 7th meeting. On the July 7th meeting, there was a vote to postpone. It passed 3-2. Guess who? Now it's here again tonight. They don't want to act on it. How many times do we have to bring up the staff to discuss the same issues over and over and over? If you guys have questions, you pick up the damn phone and you call the staff. You don't have to just rely on emails. Or better yet, I have a novel concept. Go and make an appointment and go visit Seth in his office. He has all of the drawings. He's got all of the information there. And he can answer your questions. But it's incumbent upon us as elected officials to step out from the dais that we sit at a couple of times a month and get our butts into the office and talk to the staff. And if you have questions, you should be asking the staff during their normal work hours, not trying to compel them to your illegal meetings. And we need to get on, again, like I've been saying all night tonight, with the work of the people.
Councilmember Deedy.
And before they come up with, well, we can't talk to staff, the mayor has the right to say that council has to CC her on any correspondence through an email. That is her right. And I have a document here from the mayor can't do that. Can she? That states that she can do that. So you have the right to talk to staff. Yes, you have to let the mayor know that you're going to go talk to staff. It's no big deal. It is no big deal. At least you're still doing the job that you're elected to do for the citizens. Who cares if you have to include the mayor on it? It makes no difference. Just get in there and talk to staff. You know, I know you work, but you must come home before 5 o'clock. I've seen you in town. So these two are here, so get in there and talk.
So, next item on the agenda, you guys already voted it down. We'll have to bring it back because we have to vote on it. So
I get no comment?
You've already commented 3 or 4 times. The next item on the agenda is a resolution authorizing an agreement with DKS and Associates. Ms. Kincaid.
Thank you again, and thank you all for reconsidering this agreement. And in light of trying to keep the comprehensive plan process going. So I do appreciate the opportunity to have brought this back. You did vote it down once before. We brought it back up. And so thank you for considering it. I don't know what else there is to say about it. I think I gave you the information that you needed at the last meeting. Councilmember Morgan said that was what she was looking for, the breakdown of the tasks. There are 7 of them. So AB 16-042A is a resolution authorizing the mayor to enter into a personal services agreement with DKS Associates, the transportation planners. It is a not to exceed amount of $34,655. It includes seven tasks to do planning level cost estimates, which would then go back into your following year's TIP if those projects were to be included in the TIP, if that's what you determined. Then you have some cost estimates, which with which then you can do some budgeting work. So that's very important. The other task is to be able to have some dialogue and respond to comments. It's unfortunate that what we have all looked at from DKS is their first draft. Nobody has had the opportunity to go back and forth, which is what you do. You know, they bring out a draft. We get comments from stakeholders, from council, and staff. We go back, and they continue to revise that first draft. That has not happened. So this is the very first cut that they made on doing that work. So that's the second task, to pay them to do that, because every time they have to incorporate some of our comments, it takes their time, obviously. The other task that this contract would include is to do the traffic simulation modeling. If it's incumbent, if we're changing things on that draft, they have to update the modeling work. It's also for coordination with the joint work session for them to be able to come in and explain their work and really educate us, because transportation planning isn't particularly, it's very technical. It's not a real intuitive thing to understand, and you need someone that can really walk you through the process and the methodology and the assumptions that they've made. You have to have that information to really be able to analyze the work. Without that, unless you're a transportation planner, probably a lot of it doesn't make a lot of sense. Task six is for them to do an open house. I think this is extremely important to take the visual modeling work that they've done, go out to the public, and be able to really show everyone what they find in terms of the existing road network, and after loading population and density housing units, what that would look like in the future in terms of the trips in the road network, where things break. It's just so nice to be able to offer that for the public to understand how we try to do planning work and how we try to provide investment. It's not a black box. It's pretty scientific, and it's nice for people to understand that's where their investment is going and why, and to be able to talk about that. So then the final task would be for them to attend the hearings. And that's the one that I said, I really think we can do that without them. So my recommendation to you in this proposal, not to exceed $34,655, would actually be to spend $28,100 and not spend that $65,55 on that last task. Are there any questions of course, if we have to include the $10,000, then we'd be looking at amending that contract and resolution in a not to exceed $44,655. Are there any questions I can answer?
Councilmember Edelman.
So if we delete that last...
the public hearings.
The public hearing business, which I have a tendency to want to agree with. So you subtract that out of the total $34,655, and it was what, 28?
28,100.
So what we're really, the real number that we're looking at will be 38,000 whatever.
Yes.
So the net effect is about $4,000 more than what you had, including this $10,000 that's been in dispute for months. We're basically talking about an increase in this contract of $4,000 to get the job done, to support the traffic modeling that supports the comprehensive plan, that doesn't have anything to do with the development. It has to do with the deficiencies of the city with our traffic network and our road networks, correct?
That's correct. It's doing that long-range
and looking at many, many, many years.
Many
it's
years
not,
out.
Yeah.
And to try to be prepared.
Right.
Right. Councilmember Morgan.
Councilmember Morgan.
I
I think this question is probably really for Seth. As I recall, there was some thought that we needed to do traffic modeling for the city of Black Diamond as to build a model that could be used later on when we get to the 850 houses in the development. And I'm wondering if this traffic model we're talking about here is going to satisfy that or how that plays in.
There's a requirement for a regional model that was to be developed at the 850th house, mm-hmm. but that is not required. The city is not required to develop that. That is the developers required to do that.
And that's the regional model.
Yes, that includes all of Maple Valley, all of Covington, and about halfway to Enumclaw.
And as I recall, part of the issue was the internal city of Black Diamond, how that interplayed into that regional model. So I guess you'd have to have the one before you can have the before you can really have the other. I guess so. Maybe they are connected.
And to develop this, we hired a company to provide us with the most recent traffic counts all over the city. Mm-hmm. That was kind of the starting point, mm-hmm. so that we're not dealing with past traffic. What is our current existing traffic? And that's so we started there. But it wasn't much different than it was
in 2009 or 8 or 7?
7, 8 years ago. But this doesn't need to this work does not need to wait until the interview.
Oh, I'm not saying it needs to wait. Yeah.
And I do also want to say that the city has a transportation model, and Parametrics is the consultant that runs that. But this would be the work that DKS is doing, of course, gets uploaded into the city's model. So it's an up-to-date model. And why that's important is because we've got a concurrency ordinance, and we want to be able to have that ability to have the best data available to be able to make those assessments when development proposals come in on that concurrency detail.
I'll make a motion to adopt this resolution authorizing the mayor to sign a personal services agreement with DKS Associates as amended by Ms. Kincaid's discussion.
Second.
Is there any further discussion? All those in favor?
I'd like to know.
Pardon me? You want discussion? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I had a question.
Okay.
Or discussion point. Is that without the public participation portion? Is that the amendment being made?
It's just them.
I believe what we've said is we'll ask them to drop task 7, which is to attend the public hearings with the Planning Commission and Council.
Right. We're still obligated to have public hearings.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah, you have that, but just we won't pay them to come.
We'll be paying them to be there at the public hearings. So all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No.
So how did you vote, Councilmember Morgan?
No.
Interesting. You tell staff that you thought maybe you'd make a go of it, and then you don't do it. That's really interesting. The next thing on the agenda is a resolution approving legal services contract with Kenyon Deason. We're required by law to have a city attorney, and we have to have it confirmed by the council, and you've turned it down before, but I'm going to keep bringing it back until something happens because we need to have it confirmed by council. That's the way the system works.
And I'm going to make a motion to adopt this resolution authorizing the mayor to execute a legal services agreement with Kenyon Deason, PLLC.
Second.
Councilmember Edelman.
Now, we all know that this is a big bone of contention because you guys want to hire this Mr. Vansel person from Bainbridge Island who is not qualified to act as a city attorney, and you've been doing things behind the mayor's back, and it's totally reprehensible. We have a qualified firm. You may not like it, but they are doing the job that they're hired to do, which is to give legal advice to the city council and the mayor. They're not, and whether it's Mr. Lenihan or Mr. Kenyon, it doesn't matter. They are acting on behalf of the city, and they are going to provide legal advice to keep us out of trouble. And I'm sorry if you guys don't like it, but this is the reality. We have to have a city attorney.
Councilmember Deedy.
So I would just like to point out that you want to hire Vansel Law, who has no municipal attorney, no municipal experience. You hired Councilmember Pepper Talmadge to look at one thing. Can the council create their own rules? This is all I saw. Can the council create their own rules? And can the council fire a city attorney? That cost $13,000 for him to research those two items. So can you, let's just put on our imagination bubble, how much Vansel Law will charge this city, not just for council stuff, but for every city staff member that needs a question, or the mayor? How much will that bill come out to be for just Vansel Law? It is going to be explosive amount of money for him to research everything. So also, the city council cannot hire an attorney. Go ahead and laugh at me, Pat Pepper. The council can't approve a contract. Nowhere in the state law says the council can hire a city attorney and approve a city attorney contract. Show me where it says that, Pat Pepper. Because you laughed at me right there, so you must know.
No, I'm smiling.
Please show me.
You have the floor.
No, I'm giving it to you. Please show me.
Regarding the Kenyon Deason Law Firm, it's absolutely inappropriate for an item already voted on by council to appear again on the agenda.
Okay, that's enough. You're out of order.
Excuse me. I have the floor. I'm not out of order. I appeal the decision of the chair. What is your decision?
You're out of order. Okay, so we have a motion and a second on the floor.
May I speak?
Councilmember Morgan.
Yeah, you won't like to hear it, but anyway. It does take a little different, it does take a little different tact. I'm interested to know, where are we in our legal budget today? I mean, we had a budget in the budget. What figure are we at?
Ms. Miller.
Thank you.
Right now, through June, we are at 62%. We spent 62% of the budget. But there were extra items, I would say. There were some lawsuits in there, a lot of PDRs that we don't normally have that carried that over. If those were to tail off, we should be okay. By the end of the year with a firm that has a reasonable way of billing. And we've worked with Kenyon Deason before, and their bill has always been very reasonable and very well thought out.
Councilmember Morgan.
Is that with the Ward bill and the Talmadge bill in it?
We paid Ward. I've not seen a Talmadge bill.
We've never been presented with Talmadge's bill.
Their secretary promises me that you have. So
I'm not. There's never been one that came to the final.
This does appear to be a different contract than the first one that I saw. I think I'm done with you, May.
So there's a motion and a second on the floor. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is our resolution authorizing approving a special event permit for Labor Day's Ms. Kincaid.
It's
So this is AB 16044, and in Black Diamond Municipal Code 2.59040, if we have a special event ordinance and code, and if an application request comes in that for a multiple day event, then we bring this to council for approval. So the Black Diamond Labor Day celebration is a city-sponsored event, and it is a three-day event. This is its 102nd year. In fact, I found some great picture from one of Keith Watson's, or the historical group. They have a 1952 photo of the Labor Day's parade on 3rd and Lawson. So that's pretty cool. If anybody wants a copy, I just thought that was such a neat thing to see. And here we are, again, another council being able to approve this wonderful community event. And I want you to know that they have fulfilled all of the responsibilities and requirements that we have in code, getting their state DOT permit to hold the parade, close the highway and hold the parade. They intend to have the event in the ball field area, as they have for years and years, and they've gotten their approval from the Enumclaw School District, because they have to approve the use of that area. They've got their consistent with following the health codes, following the fire codes. All of those things have been reviewed, and they're all in order. And so I would like to invite Melissa just to tell you a little bit about the festival, and then I would ask that you consider staff's approval to approve this special event permit for the Labor Day's festival. Melissa?
Thank you, Barb. Thank you, council members and Mayor Benson. This year's event theme is Making History. Our committee members consist of 12 people. We've come up that this is a great year to make history, including the new development of the elementary school, which we're really excited to see. I know a lot of the citizens and residents and myself and my children are sad to see the old school go. It really is. It's heartbreaking. But you know what? It's exciting to see that we're building new traditions. We're building more schools that have more families come into our community to help celebrate this and share this event that we're putting on for you guys. This year's festival kicks off Saturday evening with music in the park. And hopefully, by my thoughts, I believe that Officer Lynch's band is going to be playing, which will be a great contribution to the officers that have fallen. So I do encourage the city of Black Diamond, the residents of Black Diamond, to come and see Officer Lynch's band play. That's something new that we're adding into the festival this year, and I'm very, very excited about that. It also follows by the everybody's favorite family movie night, which is being sponsored by Les Schwab, Maple Valley Les Schwab, this year, and we're going to be presenting Goosebumps for the family to watch. And a little bit exciting, fun things, but having some glow sticks, some glow glasses for some kids to enjoy, so I think it'll be a really great event to do that. Like traditions in the past, we're keeping traditions in the past. This year was Sunday. We start off with Doggy Days, which is a great favorite. I know, Erica Morgan, you bring your dogs every single year. It's always a pleasure to see those.
No, I don't.
Well, most of the years. I have seen your great dogs come in, and it's been a great, great time to see all the dogs come in and dressed up and have a great time. The next event come after that is the pie baking contest, which is a huge favorite. I know Gomer was there earlier. He's a great judge. loves seeing him eat the pies, and he loves eating the pies. The rest of the day follows with very traditional women's and children's games that I know a lot of the events have been happening. I've done the Nell family contest before. I know Lorianne Taff wasn't there that year to beat me, but I won that one year. The next event comes up is Monday, which is a crowd pleaser, which is our traditional parade. We worked extremely hard to meet the Washington State Department of Transportation's requirements and getting the extra insurance this year to cover that. And again, like I said, it's $2,500, which we have raised. With very generous sponsors that are in this room today, and I appreciate and thank you guys for donating the money to the Black Diamond Labor Days. If it's not about sponsors, getting those sponsors out there, we can't hold this festival together, and it won't consist to be there in this history and in Black Diamond. So with Monday's parade, following Monday's parade, we do have the Green River Queen. We do ask that This is something new in the year. We usually ask the children of Black Diamond, or we ask the citizens or the community center to design the buttons. This year, we actually want to do a memory button this year with having the old school, the current school, which is now torn down, and the future school. So if you haven't got your Black Diamond Library buttons, they're always a dollar. It's a great memory to keep in your box. Please support Black Diamond Libraries and buy those buttons. In results to that, we are asking for past Labor Day royalty that have been on RIN royalty before, as old as probably your grandmothers or, you know, your grandchildren or things like that, please invite them to be on the parade. We'll be on the Green River Parade, and we'll be highlighting them, new and past royalty. So if you know anybody, please have them contact us. Other than that, I just ask that this is a significant year, you know, with all the changes going on in this city, the new school and whatnot, that we continue the celebration together by making history, and that is our goal and our theme, to make history together. So I just ask you guys to join us and have a ball this year. You're welcome.
Councilmember Morgan.
Hi. I too am expecting, I'll start by saying, I too am expecting to have a wonderful day at the Labor Day. At the Labor Day celebration, it's one of the hallmarks of this town. However, when I look at this, I find a few things that I need to scrutinize a little bit more carefully. I don't think it's going to take very long. I talked to Melissa about it. She has a lot of the record that I'd like to see. I was looking for past permits for the Labor Day. I found past permits for Tough Mudder and for Xterra and some of those other events, but nothing for Labor Day and nothing for Miner's Day. So maybe it's just how I'm looking. I don't know.
Well, Councilmember Morgan, I'd be more than happy to make sure that you get all those permits because they are in the system.
So that was one thing that I was noticing in my packet here. There wasn't the permit. So that was another thing that I wanted to talk about or ask about.
Well, we haven't permitted it yet. That's why you don't have a permit.
That's why you have. That's
you
why
haven't permitted the. You have an issue. You
haven't. Well, I haven't issued the permit.
You haven't approved the 2016 permit, so we don't have a permit yet.
Oh well, that's,
we're asking you for a permit.
That's good. Other times I get a draft permit in my packet, so I'm just. It's a small thing, and then you know I won't go into it and belabor it anymore, but. And I saw exactly where the business about who owns the ball field, et cetera, et cetera. This isn't what's written on this paper isn't exactly what I remember and what I recall and what I reiterated on the 14th with Mayor Benson. And I'm troubled that it doesn't. I think it's important for the written record to be the actual facts.
It is.
And so that is one of the things that I need to check out.
Well, it is the written record is the fact, and I think perhaps we are thinking about the agreement with Palmer that area, that ball field area, is actually to the citizens, and deeded to the citizens. And if that's what you're referring to, and you're saying, well, it doesn't, the school district doesn't really own it. I have all of the title chain and the deed. And
that would be really good because it would be really. I think going forward, it's really super important for us to really understand.
Sure,
and to have the record correct.
It is
whatever the record is.
It is correct. The Enumclaw School District has the they have to issue the permission. It is legally
and
dedicated to them for their use.
And we have done that in the past. We have had also other places here in town. I'm not just thinking about this one thing. We have other places in town that sort of fall under the same kind of a cloud. And
we're just talking about Labor Day. We don't need to go into other clouds.
Well, this is how you create a record that like later down the road gets you in trouble. I just think that It's worth an extra few days, so I'm going to ask that we put it off to...
Wait, Mayor.
No, I'm not kidding.
You have got the head of the Labor Day Committee here. You have got Barb Kincaid, our Community Development Director. You have had since Friday afternoon to coordinate with both of them to get your answers, and now you're saying we have to postpone this? Mm-hmm. Again, people, obstructionism.
Councilmember Deedee.
Wow.
So I don't understand, Erica, what your problem is. So you are saying because the school district has said, yes, you can hold the Labor Day festivals on the property, you don't think that's right. You think that they shouldn't have a voice in that. That's the only holdup you have? That's all I got out of that?
I'm sorry you didn't follow my train.
I didn't. So please help us so that we're all on the same caboose.
I think you're supposed to keep order.
So help me understand what you were saying then, because if I don't know, then Barb doesn't know.
I'm just gonna have to look at the deed records and make certain, and that is
why.
This is a permit decision. Already the permit has been approved.
Yes, and it goes into the permanent record of the city, and then it clouds all kinds of other properties. And this isn't the place to. And this isn't the place.
This is exactly the place for this discussion.
No, this is the place.
Councilmember Pepper.
This item is for first reading only. I would invite the staff to send the Governance Ops Committee members or the council. I have the
committees
as a whole. Any additional information?
You have no committees. Out of order. You have no committees to send it to. Out of order.
I have no intent of there being a problem.
If you want to go
on
record of canceling a 102-year-old history project, you go ahead and do that. But you're out of order,
Mayor. We are not council. I have the floor, and we are not canceling anything.
You need to approve it then,
Mayor.
Councilmember Edelman.
I make a motion to adopt this resolution approving the special use permit, SCP 16-008, for Black Diamond Labor Day 102nd year celebration.
I second.
Councilmember Deedee.
So we've heard from Councilmember Morgan about a deed, which again goes right back to the school district. So it has to do with the school district that she doesn't like the fact that they have okayed the use of the field. So that's where it is. I mean, that's exactly what I said the first time. So I would love to hear the two. Could you follow whatever Erica does, or one follows each of you? So why won't you two approve it? So could you please state before we vote?
Councilmember Pepper.
Research indicates that it will not be an issue to wait until our next regular meeting for the council to act on this permit. Please stop. I'm not out of order. I have the floor.
You're out of order. We don't need to hear your written remarks that somebody wrote for you. We do not need that. Councilmember Weber.
This is probably a little, it kind of goes along with your comment. We hear this all the time. There's a lot of calling people out for having notes or having stuff written down. Everybody here has something written down. It's being prepared.
In my handwriting.
It's being prepared. And the point is, it's about being prepared. You guys are always like, do your homework, be prepared. So come to the meeting prepared, fine.
I don't
but
have to read
this is not.
Notes.
This is about the process. I'm looking forward to going to the Labor Days. I know Melissa. I've known Melissa for quite a while, and Sean, and a bunch of other people that are involved with that, and I know they work very hard. And this is not about trying to cancel a 102-year-old celebration.
But this is one of those no-brainers.
It's about sending it to committee.
You have
it's about the process.
Yeah, we do.
You have no committees. Your committees are illegal. You have no committees. Councilmember Deedee.
I was first. So on written documents that you read, you have to have, if it's a long statement like Councilmember Pepper was reading, it was long, it was a long, in in the Roberts Rules, it states that you cannot come with a long statement to read. It needs to, and maybe Brenda can look that up. It needs to go to the council as a vote that we vote to say, Councilmember Pepper, we're okay with you reading your long statement, but it needs to be voted on. She can't have a long statement and just read it. So I know that I've seen that in there. So this will be my 46th year attending the Black Diamond Labor Day celebration. I was a Labor Day princess a bazillion years ago. and we, at that time, we had to sell buttons throughout the city and throughout surrounding areas. So, my mom was here, served as an EMT at every celebration. So I'm with the rest of the citizens. I really don't know what the holdup is. I mean, Councilmember Pepper, you want to just put it to a committee. A committee to what? Three of you to say, well, I don't think I have any issues, so we'll move it to the next council meeting, or move it to finance or wherever you're going to move it to. But I don't understand. This is a celebration for 101 years has happened. We're asking for the 102nd year. I truly don't understand why you can't pass it tonight. I just truly can't understand it. Why you three will vote no. It's unbelievable.
The big issue is that they have to know that this is going to be approved for them to spend more money. The sooner it's approved, the better it will be for them to move ahead with the project. All you're doing is delaying the progress of this committee by trying to put it into a committee or moving it someplace else or delaying it to another meeting or postponing it. This is an event that is sponsored by the city, and we have never in the history of this city not had the Labor Days approved on the day that it came before council, ever, ever.
And that goes for the last two years that Councilmember Morgan was here, and she passed it every time.
You passed it every time before, and none of the issues have changed.
Same, right.
Councilmember Morgan.
Actually, quite a few of the issues have changed. Our system observes the separation of powers, especially pronounced in Black Diamond's brand of it, as a code city with an independently elected mayor.
Point of order.
Simply put, the council develops the policy with the citizenry and safeguards and
What is your decision?
The mayor carries.
Point of order.
What do you have to do?
Said policy out what? Of her staff.
What does that have to do? What does that have to do with labor?
Point of order. Erica Morgan.
This city council meeting.
Out of order.
This is a delicate balancing act.
Out of order.
There's ideally interplay between the separation of powers.
Out of order.
Keeping everyone in check.
Five minute breaks.
Are honored and the primacy of the majority vote amongst the council.
I call this meeting back to order. So we have a motion and a second on a resolution approving the special event permit for Labor Days. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Done.
The next item on the agenda is an executive session regarding eminent domain litigation under RCW 40.30-110-1.C and 1.I. So we will adjourn for that executive session.
10 minutes.
A recess.
10 minutes.
Recess.
How long?
I wouldn't expect action tonight.
No, I'm sorry. There will be no action to follow, and how long will it take?
I'm guessing 10, maybe 15, just to be safe.
Okay, 15 minutes.
Okay. You going down to the squad room?
Back to order. The next item on the agenda is department reports. We don't have a department report. I attended, along with Tammy Deedy, the AWC conference in Everett, and Also on 6/24, attended the pig roast fundraiser for Black Diamond Community Center for the homeless. And I attended the DARE graduation in June and the SCA networking dinner. I, on 7/10, attended the Chief for a Day fundraiser. And at Skateboard this Tuesday, Seth gave a presentation for the 169 Roberts Drive future intersection designed to get it on their agenda, so maybe we could get some grant funds sooner rather than later. Yesterday, I attended the Maple Valley Black Diamond Chamber annual Wild and Wacky Golf Tournament with Tammy and my husband and her husband, and where we won our little trophy that we get to keep all year, so we'll have to decide where we're going to put it or what we're going to do with it. Tammy might want to take it home every night because her daughter did all the design, most of the design work. And then a couple weeks ago, I met with Les Burberry. He's the city of Maple Valley. He's a new council member, and he wanted to meet with me because he's been looking into the future of projects on 169 that could possibly be funded through King County funds that are available out there. And he's thinking regionally. He's a brand new council member, and he's been doing a lot of work on regional issues. And I wish we could say that about our council members, but he has been looking forward at looking at maybe the unstable slope along the river and other areas where we could improve 169 that would help our city and Covington and Maple Valley. And it was a really good discussion, and I thought it was really good for our cities to be involved in that level. And council reports, Council Member Deedy.
So first I'll talk a little bit about the AWC conference. So I'll read a little thing here from their email. This conference offers educational, thought-provoking, and inspiring sessions about a wide variety of city issues. The conference is for city council members, mayors, managers and administrators, and department heads, state agencies, nonprofit, business personnel, with a close working relationship to city decision makers. So it was very educational for any of the council members, any one of us. All of us could win if they wanted to. You know, you can go, and there's many classes. Not all of us could be in the same class. There was five different classes, I think, throughout the day. Cities, Auburn, Enumclaw, Maple Valley, Tacoma. I mean, everybody was there. Mayor Benson.
Milton, Auburn.
Yeah. Mayor Benson and I, you know, we talked with Pacific Mayor. We talked with every mayor that was there, that was around, that we could get a hold of, that knew us. It was a great time to social with everybody and get information about, you know, here's what's happening in our city. Have you dealt with that? Or they would say, here's what happened in our city. How did you deal with it? One city asked us how we work with the tribe. You know, Carol and I both said we have a wonderful relationship because they had just had a tribe buy property in their land, in their city. So they wanted to know how a relationship forms on that. So it was very enlightening. So one of the classes, aligning community resources with community goals. They crossed out your, you know, legal, financial do's and don'ts with Joe Levine, legal manager. We've all dealt with him on MRSC website where we can ask questions. Steve DiGiulio did a class on the mayor can't do that, can she? A candidate discussion of the roles and responsibilities. I think that I was probably the most outspoken in that meeting. I don't know if there's a video for that, but I had lots of questions. And there was probably, gosh, maybe 80 people in there from different cities.
Standing room only, hour and a half.
So one of the things, you know, we're so crazy here and we're staying up so late. I did receive my AWC Certificate of Municipal Leadership. The Association of Washington Cities recognizes Councilmember Tammy Box-Deedy, City of Black Diamond, for successfully completion of AWC Certificate, a municipal leadership training program. So they had a thing in here for me to do a PR, public relations thing, but I didn't do that. There was also an area where vendors are, so you can go talk to, you know, like street lights. Erica, like you thought, illuminating savings, what is saving the city? So they were there. There was resources for homeless. There was, you know, people there to discuss everything about every issue in your city. So Carol and I were up by 7 or 6 on some mornings, and we were out until 8 or 9 talking and just networking with everybody. It was well worth the money. You know, part of that cash is, that money is for our hotel. It wasn't beneficial to keep coming back and forth on that crazy freeway, so we stayed up there. This is, I think, my third year of attending AWC conference. So, council members, if you have any other questions, I'd be happy to answer those.
I think I forgot to mention the fact that we did go through the Boeing plant up there, and yes, it is the largest manufacturing facility in the world by volume, yes, and they're adding on to it. So it was a really good tour, and we didn't get any municipal credit for that, but it was a really interesting tour.
And you know, to take that tour was really, you know, for me, you know, I have a husband who obviously works at Boeing, but, you know, I don't always get to go into the plant. So it was interesting to see how that is set up, you know, even if you're a small manufacturing, how the flow of everything goes. And if we get a manufacturing company here, it was just very insightful. It was $30, I think, to go through it. And a huge group went in. You know, we could have went to that, which we did, or a marijuana plant, you know, so we had choices. We paid, so we did the Boeing one we thought was, you know, a little bit educational for us. We have a lot of citizens that work for Boeing. You know, Councilmember Weber does, my husband. I know at least 20 other people here in the city that do. So the, also attended the Skate Board, which is the South King County Area Transportation Board meeting with Mayor Benson. I did meet with Mae Miller over the vouchers last week when she put out a notice for all of us to get a hold of her. I met with the fire chief, police chief, and Judge Dane, a safety meeting. You know, they all can get together. They get together, and so I asked to attend that. I can't remember. Councilmember Edelman was there. Mm-hmm. So the AWC conference, talked about my award. So I attended the Miners' Day festival as well. The Farmers' Market, I'm there almost every Friday. We weren't there last Friday, but we run the free kids booth there. You know, we think that it, Brock and I both think that it's a great event for the citizens. You know, it benefits our citizens, so it is at the Black Diamond Gym across the street. I did attend the fundraiser with Councilmember Edelman and Mayor Benson for Sienna and Hunter, our chief for the day. We did raise over $18,000, and I think only 4 hours.
No, 1,800.
1,800. Thank you.
Yeah.
In 4 hours.
We're really good at it.
but the, you know, last year it was 1,600. The citizens always come through here in the city, and it was a great event. You know, everybody pitched in money and helped these two families, so the money will be split for those families. Ginger got up. I was going to talk a little bit about Ginger. You know, I'm also one of the soup ladies, and she and a couple of other soup ladies were able to attend to go to Chicago. And just like she stated, they are now going to go to Kansas. It is a heart-wrenching, devastating news every time any of our police officers are wounded or killed in the line of duty. So it breaks my heart. And just like Mr. Deedy stated, I will be at the military base serving all police and service people there as a soup lady. I mentioned that I was a past Labor Day princess. I'm sorry that that did not get passed tonight. I'm not sure. I still in disbelief that it didn't. I'm sure I'm forgetting some other things, but that's a kind of wrap-up of what I've done. Thanks.
Councilmember Morgan.
I was shut down enough to them. Thank you.
Councilmember Edelman.
Well, I had a little short list, but it turns out I probably went to more things than I actually was going to say. But I want to talk about the fundraiser for the Chief for a Day, because we basically stopped traffic on Roberts Drive. And Sienna was out there with Sergeant Lynch. Actually, I think most of the police officers and our fire department showed up.
Jury,
our brand new sergeant was there.
Commander Martinez.
Yeah, and it was his day off, and the chief. Anyway, it was fun because they had a traffic cone inverted. They had covered the bottom of it, and that's what they were collecting the money into. So while traffic stopped, I just walked up the street. They had no place to go. There were lights going everywhere, you know, the emergency lights. And so I just explained what was going on. People were pulling out their wallets. It was just heartwarming to see these citizens that we have in our community. They are so supportive of all of the efforts. Go to our community center on Tuesdays and Thursdays and see council members and the mayor serving lunch to the seniors. They love it. You know, it's a major social event for them. These are the kinds of things that we do to support our community. I think that's about it. It's getting late. We should go home.
Councilmember Weber.
Not really a report. I just want to kind of piggyback on what Tammy was saying. You know, the soup ladies, that's awesome that they can do that. I don't know how Ginger and the rest of the ladies deal with that. On the basis that they do, that's just gonna be emotionally wrecking.
Well, look at her tonight.
Yeah, you know, and I guess the other thing I had, so I really appreciate that they're from Black Diamond and that they do the work that they do, because I know that's something I could never do. The other thing, I just wanted a quick question for you, Tammy. The farmers market over by the gym, do you guys find that that's working out better? Better for you than up at the barn?
I think for parking issues and public safety, walking and stuff is 100% better.
Cool.
That and it has a lot more room for vendors to come in. Okay. I think we're struggling right now just because it is a new spot and trying to get more vendors in. And plus we've got, you know, you've got the farmers market on Saturday at the Maple Valley, and then Enumclaw just started a farmer's market. So Friday is a tough day. You got people that work, you know, and we close down at 7, so you got people that come home 5 or 6, get prepared for dinner, and just, you know, might not be able to make it down. So it's a tough spot, but I think it's worth, you know, trying out and trudging through and seeing, you know, to bring that fresh food and flowers and some crafts to the city is a benefit.
Cool. Yeah, I was just wondering. It seemed like, you know, because I drive by there on occasion, running the kids around back and forth doing stuff after work, and looks like there's been a pretty good turnout and, you know, a good spot. And yeah. I agree. I went to the one, you know, up the highway, and, yeah, that could be kind of interesting with the parking in there sometimes, and a lot safer with people not trying to cross from that gravel lot. But anyway, I'm not going to keep yammering.
Well, I'll just say really quick that it has also brought citizens to the area that had no idea that there was a bike trail there, a bike park there, and that the gym was there and that they could rent it. So it's a benefit for the city, city and the citizens to know, you know, different things. You know, people just said, I drive by this every day and had no idea that was there. So.
Yeah. Cool. Thanks.
Yeah. Councilmember Pepper?
Yeah, I'd just like to say that I, until several years ago, did not know the gym was there, and my background is kind of a branding, and I would like to see a sign on that gym so that it has such high visibility from the highway and the road there. And have we ever thought about, I look at the signage on the Black Diamond Library, and I wonder if we ever have tried to work out signage on the gym, so Black Diamond Gym.
So there is a sign out here on the main road that says gym, gymnasium, you know, that points right up here. But the community center owned it, you know, was running it and stuff. Yeah. So they didn't have the budget to put big, you know.
I don't know how much it would cost. Maybe we could look into it.
Like Oak Point has out there for the Discovery Center. Mm-hmm. So it will, you know, it most definitely could be a line item where the council decides, you know, that we want to spend a budget and put, you know, Black Diamond Gym up in big letters up there or whatever. But
yeah,
right now it was just expense time, you know, resources we just don't have right now.
Well, and I just think that gym is it's just a gem, and I think it's a real asset to the community and the town. And I have to say, I've been learning my job and working on all that kind of stuff, but I also did something that was a first for me. I walked the 5K run for Miner's Day, and it was a well-organized, great event, and it had probably more than, I don't know, 50 or so people in there.
What'd you win?
Oh.
Mayor, may I make one other statement?
And that's all from you.
Something that I want to talk about, because AWC conference was brought up tonight. Within our budget, we have a training budget for the city council members, and I believe that was the money that was used for the mayor and council member Didi to go to that conference. So it is something that was budgeted in our last budget cycle, so it's not like the general fund got raided and it was a waste of money. Anything to do with the Association of Washington Cities is just a great learning tool that we have at our disposal. Thank you.
So do we have an attorney's report?
I'd be happy to speak to just a couple of things. Been working hard with the city staff recently, the Community Development Department and the Public Works Department, working on getting some transportation mitigation fees agreed to and finalized with the Enumclaw School District to offset the transportation impacts of the demolishing and constructing the new elementary school. Working with the Bonneville Power Administration on their Raver substation expansion and what that might mean for some city property. Dealing with helping the Black Diamond Police Department with their public records requests, as well as other just regular city requests. Our firm's been helping the city to start updating its marijuana code to be consistent with new state legislation. And then just as kind of a housekeeping matter, so that you all get the benefit of the best advice that me and our firm can give you, it would be really helpful, rather than asking for off-the-cuff legal advice in a council meeting, if you've had a chance to go through your council packet materials in advance of the meeting and think about the kinds of legal issues that those items might prevent, that's what that period of time between the agenda being circulated, the items being raised, and the meeting is for, is so that the attorneys, your counsel that you're paying for, can help you understand those legal issues, consider them, answer questions that you may have about them, provide legal advice, provide legal opinions in a attorney-client privileged confidential way, which you're entitled to the benefit of the attorney-client privilege as members of the city council. And so rather than coming to a council meeting and asking me for advice about a legal matter here at the table, which would violate the attorney-client privilege for me to explain thoroughly, which is why sometimes my answers to your questions sound a little ambiguous or a little beating around the bush, it's because I'm trying to be very sensitive of the fact that this is an open public meeting, and if you have attorney questions that I need to be giving you advice about, the open public meeting isn't the best place to do that. So that's just kind of a good hygiene, council member health, good common sense council practice. Look at your packets. Think about those legal issues in advance. Obviously, I'm here to help at a meeting if something comes up, a legal issue comes up that you hadn't thought about. I can answer it or try to answer it the best I can. But oftentimes, I won't have all the facts, all the information, all the documents in front of me. I won't have looked at them in advance. So I may not have all the information or given your question the thorough, considered advice that I would normally give had it been raised, you know, during that period between the agenda being published and the meeting occurring. So that's just something I wanted to throw out there. think about that, use that opportunity so that I can give you really good advice.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, this is time for the second public comments. Does anybody wish to get up and speak? Limit your comments to 3 minutes, Angelina.
Boy, do I have a lot to say. I'm going to start out first with my public records request to give to the city clerk. I don't know how you want to do it, but it's for Pat Pepper's personal binder. For all the scripts she's been reading off tonight, I would like copies of everything on the binder. And I'm willing to pay. Okay, first comment. I would like to personally apologize to those officers and I'm appalled, and I want to apologize to all the police and fire and first responders to the previous comments comparing anything here tonight to the horrific evil murders of our heroes behind the badge. To compare this childish behavior here is an embarrassment. I was appalled. Nothing in here compares to the lives that were lost in Texas, in Missouri, or wherever else. You can't even compare. That's my first comment. Labor Day. No money is coming out of the city. It's not costing the taxpayers a dime. Every dime is coming from generous donations. This is the 102nd year. And give or take, Ms. Morgan, you're probably one of the elders on the board, so you probably should know the most that's been going on the longest in Black Diamond. And for you to even think about holding it up because of something that you don't even know about is appalling to me. I had a question for the attorney, and obviously he doesn't have to answer me. You want to hire an attorney from Bainbridge Island. What's the travel cost going to be for every meeting? Because Bainbridge Island to here, that's a pretty good travel. You know, I live in Port Orchard, and I pay the toll every way, or the ferry cost, mileage. You're going to get charged. The city's going to pay that. They're not going to eat that cost. Look at the empty room compared to what it was. This is the faults of the three council members that voted down Labor Days. Your citizens were here because they wanted to see what you were going to do. And they saw you in action. You did absolutely nothing tonight. You showed your true colors once again. Brian, you and I have talked a couple times. I actually had faith in you. You voted down the voucher for DKS. You've already been in executive session for possible litigation. You voted down the voucher for Ward. So I am going to sit back and I am going to laugh my ass off when the three of you personally get sued by both of those companies. Because I tell you.
Thank you. Is there anybody else wishing to address council? Yes.
Leslie Cooley, Black Diamond. In theory, Labor Day parade coordinator. I came here with high hopes that the news reports I've been seeing all over Facebook and on the Voice of the Valley were false. And I am truly appalled that you would take a negative action on a special use permit where the committee has slaved and Melissa Oglesby and Sean Oglesby have slaved hours, countless hours of their time to get all of the permitting, all of the fundraising, in order to continue to have this event. The room emptied because people are disgusted. And I actually turned on my car to leave, and I said, I will not let you have that satisfaction of chasing the citizens of this town out of this chamber. The need for action in the Labor Day process is a very tight timeline because of the deadlines needed before the event in order to get it properly advertised to continue to reap the benefit for the town.
Is there anybody else wishing? Robin.
Robin Taylor, Black Diamond. I will also state that I was told that the $2,500 insurance fee for the parade is non-refundable and it's already been paid. And I will also state that the city puts no money into this, but the city gains revenue from this three-day event because of all the vendors, because of the people that are brought into this town that go and they eat, they go to the antique store, they do all these things in town. The city reaps revenue from this. You do not spend anything for this. Shame on you guys. And this thing about the deed is so ridiculous. If there's an issue with the deed, you're not going to get it resolved before Labor Day. You wouldn't even get it resolved probably in a year. So while you're sitting on it, it's an excuse. And you don't know what you're talking about. It's an excuse. Now, I'm going to talk from the dismissal of Robert Edelman and his marital law, community lawsuit. This is what sparked the whole Carol Morris firing issue. There were 20 whereases. In whereas 17, it says, the city attorney did not seek my approval. There was never any discussion of a stipulated dismissal by the city council. 19, the city attorney took an official position on behalf of the city. 20, I am concerned that a stipulation stating the city's agreement to drop the case without prejudice was signed and entered on behalf of the city without any public vote or notice. I do not object to the city formally agreeing to voluntary dismissal as long as there is a public vote by the city council approving such a position. And then, section 2, it says, council recognizes the public interest in an open public decision-making process. Section 3, the council did not discuss or approve the action of the city. Now, let's turn to the Talmadge contract. This was brought to the city on April 21st. When it was on the counter here, it was already signed by Phil Talmadge and Pat Pepper. It says, commencement on this contract. Commencement, client acknowledges attorney services will not commence until a signed copy of this contract is returned, except is specifically asked to take immediate action. It was already signed before it was ever publicly voted on. You guys fired Carol Morris because there was no public vote. The Talmadge contract was signed, sealed, and delivered before it was ever voted publicly. Now you want to slip in a $13,000 bill. That is fiscally illegal. Tammy Didi asked Talmadge here when he was talking. So I sent an email to you requesting the file, and when you responded back to me and denied my request, you CC'd Pat Pepper. Brock Didi asked, so who was your client? Pepper, the three, or the council? He said the whole council, but he already knew you were the client.
Your time is up.
That's why you were CC'd, and he denied it.
Is there anybody else wishing to speak to council? Seeing no one, we will close this public comments. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So made.
They had to hear a second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Meeting is adjourned.